emergency rental assistance program and help with utilities. But we saw this morning drop in our inbox a news release by PNM that says that they urge past due customers, apparently there's about 44,000 past due customers, to immediately contact them before electricity disconnections resume on Monday. What they're saying is disconnections can come as soon as Monday, August 16th, for residential customers who are past due on their electric bill after the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission has ended the temporary emergency COVID moratorium, according to the news release. Henry, is there an opportunity through emergency rental assistance and the utilities assistance there to for folks to still get help? Are some of those funds still available?
Yes. Yeah. There's so with the emergency rental assistance program, there's a significant amount of money still available for this very thing. Right. The program is geared towards helping renters with back rent or utilities, and you can apply for one or the other or both. And so that's what's kind of unique and significant about the program is that we can help people in really big ways. And, you know, the average disbursement for rent is about $4,000. And the average disbursement for utilities right now is right around $800. So that's a pretty good amount of money. But we've also made pretty bigger ones. We pay people's rent and utilities for a whole year, which turns out to be, you know, roughly about $20,000. So with this PNM, you know, the moratoriums for utilities are over. And so it's very important that people apply to this program to get their back utilities paid for.
Now, what PNM said about this morning in their press release, they said that disconnecting power is not something that they want to do. They said, in fact, they want to help customers avoid it. They're letting people set up a payment plan to help catch up on their bills. But what you're saying is through this assistance, people can get help with past utility bills and rent.
Yes, exactly. And PNM's been, you know, a good partner with us in terms of, like, they've worked with us in making sure that they get the word out to their customers to apply that oh, but, you know, at a certain point, they kind of reached the conclusion that it was time to start taking a little bit of action, and so they're going to start turning people's that owe a significant amount of money. They're going to start turning them off, and so that's what, you know, renthelpnm.org, which is our website, is that's what it's for, right? We want people to go there. We want them to apply, so that way we could just avoid that. You know, let's get the utilities caught up. Let's pay that. Let's pay what you owe, and then hopefully. You know, that'll circumvent all of this.
Well, that's good news to many, Henry. Thank you for sharing that news. RentHelpNM.org, RentHelpNM.org. There's an opportunity for folks to be able to get assistance with rent and utilities. PNM made the announcement that they'll be disconnecting an average of 500 to 600 customers statewide per business day if there's not an opportunity for them to you know, get assistance or pay their bill. And so we really want folks to seek assistance that need the assistance at renthelpnm.org. And what for our listening audience that may not know, Henry, can you explain where the funding comes from to help people with back rent and back utilities? Because I know we've talked about it on the radio before, but it might be the first time that people are hearing us talk about this. Can you kind of explain how this program is available?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Emergency Rental Assistance Program is a program where the federal government granted the state of New Mexico a significant amount of funds to aid in helping households who are experiencing financial hardship due to COVID-19, right? And so this is to help with rent and utilities. What's nice about this program is that we have 15 months of aid available to an applicant if they qualify, 12 months of rent and utilities owed, right? And then 3 months of future rent and utilities. And so we've really been, doing a lot of outreach, getting on shows like yourself to help promote the program. It's very important, especially with this, you know, this utility stuff going on, is that you don't need to apply for both, right? It's not like a package deal where it's rent and utilities. You can apply for one or the other. We did a poll throughout New Mexico to kind of get an idea of what New Mexicans need in terms of housing assistance. And what we found is that a significant amount of people actually paid their rent. You know, they borrowed money from family. They, you know, some unfortunately had to take like a payday loan and do a high interest loan to pay their rent, but they paid their rent, but they didn't pay anything else. And that's where this utility aspect of it is very important, because we didn't want to make sure that people's power is still on, that their water is still on, and their gas is still on. And so, you know, really encouraging people to not wait anymore, that companies now are going to start shutting people off, and to get in their application as soon as possible. It's also it also simplifies your application significantly, right? Because all you have to do is provide those letters that PNM's sending out. Or your other utility provider, just provide your statement of what you owe, and that's the documentation that we're going to need. There's a couple other things, but those are things that you'll probably have. So go to renthelpnm.org and get going on that application.
Well, what you can find out at your website at the website, Henry, which I really appreciate, is there's a comprehensive explanation that details if someone is eligible. And so they go through and they talk about household income. They talk about job losses or furloughs or households where one or more individuals within the household can demonstrate a risk of experiencing homelessness, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of different eligibility requirements that are on the website. And then it also talks about what it covers and all the documents that you talked about, Henry, that are needed for people. And it explains how to apply. So if there is any one website that our listening audience out there remembers today, it is renthelpnm.org, renthelpnm.org. Henry, some folks might be saying, okay, I may have a cutoff or a notice from the utility department saying that my utilities may be cut off, et cetera. People might be asking, how long does the application process take?
So the application process right now, you know, the national average for the program is about 6 weeks. Okay. From beginning of the application to award. We're a little under that, which is good, because we are now New Mexico. You know, the way we've been administering the program has put us in the top 20% of all the programs in the United States. So that's good. And we're really eating away at that timeline every single month. The good thing is that all you have to do is you got to get that application process going, and we can award you a letter that shows that you're applying, right? And that will help. That will delay the shutoff.
Okay.
So that'll even delay your eviction.
Okay.
Right. We've been working with the courts. We've been working with the utility providers. But the key is that people need to start. They need to apply. They need to get this going, so that way it doesn't even get to that.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Thank you so much, Henry, for that. I know that rental and utility assistance is being provided, folks. Henry, we really appreciate everything. Any final thoughts for our listening audience out there?
Just the main thing is that there's a significant amount of funds, and if you owe those back utilities, if you owe that back rent, you know, please go to the website, look over the documentation, the eligibility, and get in your application. There's really, you know, it may feel like it's okay right now with the moratoriums and stuff, but you know, we're all on borrowed time with this, and so we want to make sure that people start applying today.
Absolutely. Wise words. Thank you so much, Henry. We appreciate it, and thanks for spending some time. I know that you're always giving of your time to join us on the radio to let our listening audience know about assistance that's available. So again, folks, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program and assistance with utilities can be found at renthelpnm.org. Henry, have yourself a great day. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care.